to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It is Freedom Week!
Yeah, USA!
America!
Stars and stripes.
Heck yeah.
Thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? America. Happy July 1st.
Love this.
Just a couple more days away from Independence Day. Today is the first of the month, so if you ain't got those bills paid, you better get them paid.
And if you got paid, welcome to Broke Day.
Yeah, because they gone. I remember when I was younger, man, it was all about making rent.
Yeah, I know.
You would do whatever you had to do to make rent. You would lie, cheat, steal. Scrounge.
Sell things.
I'm like, I am not moving back with my parents. I am doing anything I can.
When you get older, you move your parents in with you like some of us.
That's
a reverse Uno card.
That's a life move. That's a life move. I'll be honest with you, though. If my mother-in-law was like, Nico, I don't have anywhere to go. Can I please move in with you?
Grandma Gloria is fantastic.
Absolutely, Grandma Gloria. Come on in. You're a sweetheart.
And then in about 6 months, you're going to be like, oh my God. Get out.
She is very tolerable. Very tolerable. Now, you live with your mother.
No, my mother lives with me.
Okay.
There's a difference.
I could not live with my mother.
It's a choice.
She would drive me absolutely crazy. My mother-in-law? Which is odd, right? Normally people are like, I can't live with my in-laws. My in-laws suck.
Yeah.
My in-laws are really cool.
You're really
cool. Now, my father-in-law, really would drive me crazy. He would absolutely drive me crazy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Nico, hey, man, what are we doing today?
And then he'd call you 80 times. You're like, man, I'm literally upstairs.
I'm like, Tony, I'm doing the same thing I was doing 4.5 seconds ago, ignoring you.
Oh, Tony. What a guy.
Happy first of the month. Happy Freedom Week. This is what it's all about, baby. It's all about our freedom to celebrate every single thing we have in this world. And coming up today, we are going to give you an opportunity to guess that secret sound for Morgan Wallen tickets so you can have some freedom at State Farm Stadium.
Ooh. I like how you tied that all in together.
Boom. And also, tomorrow, I want to put it on your radar because it is going to be happening during the show.
Yep.
We're going to have a koozie fiesta like never before.
For our military who are active and retired, we need to see your military ID.
Our service men or women, previous, past, former, future. Well, maybe not future.
As long as you have your ID.
Yeah. If you got an ID, a military ID, you're pretty much going to get a koozie.
Yep.
We'll just give you the location, and we are going to be out on the streets of Phoenix tomorrow on the west side.
Yep.
So we might as well throw that out there now.
Like Dysart area.
Okay.
So that you know.
Yeah.
Be around that area.
Sure. No problem. Do you want to give them location?
Yeah, it's going to be in the parking lot of Knockout Fitness, right on Dysart and McDowell.
Okay. There we go. Tomorrow. Yes. Pretty much during the entire show. 7 to 9.
Yeah.
7 to 10. 7 to 10.
I think 7 to 10.
7 to 10. Let's do it.
Or until they're gone.
So, okay, military members, if you got an ID or you're a veteran and you still have an ID, we will take that.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 7 to 10, McDowell Dysart, get you hooked up with some koozies.
Because we want you to come to the Camel Koozie Concert.
Because it's all about freedom, baby.
Freedom.
All right. Should we get into a program?
Oh, yes.
All right. Camel Nation, happy Taco Tuesday. Let's get into it.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
I love breaking news to a girlfriend from a boyfriend that is too scared to tell her.
Okay.
Isaac reached out to me and he said, look, my girlfriend is always pushing sushi on me. I don't eat sushi. She's very aware of this, and yet she's always trying to push me to eat it.
She's persistent.
So we're putting a stop to it right now.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, August?
Yes. Who is this?
Hey, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News on Camel Country 107.9. I provide a service of breaking news, and I'm calling you this morning.
Hi. You mean like the radio station?
Exactly.
Hey.
Hello. Good morning. So part of the radio station, not only do we bring you the best music ever, but I also provide a service where I break news. And today I have news from your boyfriend, Isaac, for you.
Okay. What does he want?
He wanted me to let you know that he will never and I mean ever,
oh boy,
eat sushi like ever. He said he's a tendy and nuggy kind of guy until the end of time. No nigiri, no sashimi, and definitely no cacciatore.
What?
Which I believe is an Italian dish.
It sounds like
which,
it.
Which I think your boyfriend Isaac has confused for a sushi platter. So... please, oh, this is where he's kind of nice here. He says, please stop pushing your raw fish fascination on him.
I can't call you for this.
You better believe it. And when he pulls out the big guns, Nico and Cheyenne, that means he's serious. Okay,
he
lady?
He means business. He only wants chicken tendies.
He's a tendy and nuggy kind of guy. Does he eat tenders and nuggets for every meal?
And he calls them nuggies. No, not every meal, but he is just, he likes ketchup on things, and I can't get him to stop.
Oh, it's more of a ketchup thing. Got yeah. it.
Ketchup on sushi.
That sounds disgusting.
That's not a good combo, I don't think.
But
okay.
I will say, August, if you ever want to go get sushi and don't have anybody to go with.
Hey, we're available.
Nico and I are available. We love sushi.
Yes, absolutely.
He can order off the kids' menu all right, well, for his nuggies.
Good luck with that one. Get him some teriyaki or something. You might like
yeah,
that.
That's what I have to get my children.
There we go. He's a child.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9. Nico and Cheyenne.
Freedom Week.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I recently looked at the exterior of my home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, she's looking beautiful, but a little bare. She doesn't have the proper equipment.
The proper accessories, if you will.
Exactly. I need to bling her out a little bit in the form of the most beautiful colors combined. The red, white, and blue of our American flag.
It's a beautiful thing to have on the front of your home. I'm actually kind of surprised that you don't have one already.
We moved about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And although we are very patriotic, we have not transitioned to that step in our lives just yet.
Gotcha.
I want to get a good one. I don't want a cheapie.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to make sure that it's the perfect size, the perfect quality.
Right.
Because a cheapo flag, that thing will, in this like Arizona wind and, you know, the heat, it will fall apart immediately.
Oh, yeah. Especially in the wind, like in the wind we had over the weekend.
Yeah.
That thing would get destroyed exactly. If you buy it too cheap. So I don't like, really blame you.
What do I do?
Yeah.
Do I go with the good old, they have an American flag. I believe I got it from Lowe's.
Uh-huh.
And it was like $200.
Oh.
Yeah. With the pole, with the mounting bracket, everything.
Oh, all the things. It was $200.
Yeah. And it's like hand sewn.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fancy.
It's one of those where you're paying for really, really high quality stuff.
Yeah.
Which is going to last you a while. Mm-hmm. Or do you go with like, you know, the one on Amazon? That's like $25 and it's made in China.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The made in China part.
That's the struggle. It's like, oh, man. Anything else made in China? I'm like, yes, give me that Chinese cheapo.
I also feel like China's the one country that would be like, we understand we've got mass production here.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not making any other country's flags. Like, I feel like if they were going to draw a line on manufacturing, that's where it would be. They're like, no, you're going to pay us for it. We're going to make it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. They will make anything and everything yes. They can make money off of.
Absolutely.
And Lord knows. There are a ton of options on Amazon, on all these different websites. And I'm like, dang, I could get like a really sweet one for like $20. Okay, that's like 100% less than what I'm about to pay for it. It was like a big time struggle.
Yeah.
But it's just such it's a prideful thing for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? This is going to be a representative of my house on my block where we are very patriotic. There are a bunch of police officers that live on my block. We celebrate the 4th of July big time. We do block queues and we do block tails and it's a great celebration.
You live in like the best neighborhood in America.
I think so. I think I'm happy with it.
I'm jealous of it, to be frank.
So I went ahead. I pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
I got the big dog. Was I foolish? I don't know.
I mean, I probably would have bought the cheaper one, but only because in this economy, I'm not spending $200 on a flag.
I know. I know it's a stretch.
It is a stretch for some people. So like for me, I probably would have gone the cheaper route just because I get everything cheaper these days right now. But I love that you bought that for yourself.
It's not like anyone's walking up to your house looking at like...
And looking at the tag.
The made-in label.
You got Karen coming up and she's like, that says China.
You better believe I'm cutting that thing off immediately.
Just take it off. Nobody will know. The only person who will know is you. But you don't have to worry about that because you bought an American-made flag.
Exactly.
So I will take my dollar store flags, which I absolutely have hanging on the front of my house right now.
Yeah, which are probably made in China.
I haven't looked, but I would be willing to bet they are absolutely made in China.
I'm guessing they are.
Yeah.
And you know what? At the end of the day, okay? At the end of the day, even though I did spring for the more expensive guy, you are still representing your country.
Exactly.
In the most beautiful way that you can.
I think you're okay.
Flying the flag.
Yeah.
But thankfully,
oh, say can you see?
Stop by my house and see my flag. Because it's sick.
All America.
Woo-hoo!
All week.
Oh, yeah.
It's Freedom Week with Nico and Cheyenne.
We're talking about the American flag. Yes, I went ahead. I bit the bullet. I bought the extra, extra expensive, beautiful American flag that is made right here in the USA.
Hand woven.
That you know, like, Betty took 5 days to handcraft herself, and, you know, her fingers are bleeding because of it.
Yeah, meanwhile, I have a dollar store American flag outside of my house.
Nina in Surprise is on the phone. What do you think about, like, are they even knockoffs? Are they considered knockoffs?
Not really.
I mean, I think it's totally fine to get the flag wherever. As long as you're displaying it, who cares where it comes from? I mean,
there we go.
Spend $5 on it, spend $500 on it. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah, I'll buy that.
I mean,
even though I spent the $200 on mine.
You absolutely
She's basically calling me an idiot.
I mean, yeah, but also.
But you got to support your American made producers.
I think that as long as it's the flag, I think, like Nina said, as long as you're displaying it, it doesn't really matter.
Okay,
I think you're putting way too much thought into it.
Nina, is your house like riddled with Chinese flags everywhere?
I mean, I have like one or two, you know, just for the holiday that are, you know, up. But I have like, you know, a couple things like on my front door and on my lawn and that kind of stuff. I'm sure they're from China. I didn't look at the tag. I just like them, so I purchased them. It doesn't really matter where they're from. So
there we go.
It is what it is. I mean, how many other products are we using from China? I'm literally sitting next to a fan since it's hot out. And I'm sure this fan right here is from China. My Stanley cup that I'm drinking from was probably manufactured in China. You know, like everything is coming from China because of the factory. So it doesn't matter.
Question for you on that fan. Is it one of those that you spread and then you fan yourself with? Or
I love those,
is it a circulating fan?
Circulating fan. Plastic circulating fan.
Whenever someone says Chinese fan, I just immediately picture the one where you go, whoosh.
I love those fans. Those are my favorite kind of hand fans, to be honest.
Well, you know what? Take your Chinese fan and fan yourself off with it.
Sounds good.
Okay, it's 112 degrees outside.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, as long as your flag has like the right number of stars and stripes, like who cares? You know, you don't want that Timu fan with like random.
The Wish version. Like, the Wish stars version on the American flag.
It's like, why are there 48 stars on this flag?
Yeah, that looks a little off. I'm not sure about that.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
Today I'm speaking on behalf of all women. And I would just like to say that Midol was probably single-handedly one of the best medications ever created. and that man deserves a Nobel Peace Prize.
Midol.
Mr. Midol, we love and we appreciate you. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Dee in North Phoenix, what can we give you an amen for this morning?
I have a job. I have a roof over my head. And I work with some amazing guys. And we always listen to Camel Country. And a couple of years ago, I beat cancer. And I'm very thankful for that. It has increased my faith.
Wow.
It's just a really great feeling. And I thank God every single day that I could be able to... Sorry, getting emotional. That I could be able to spend with my only daughter. So I'm very, very grateful. I look at each and every day different than I used to before. I just think that God is great.
That's
I love
beautiful.
This so much.
Dee, thank you for sharing. We appreciate that.
And thank you for listening.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. And thank you for Morgan Wallen music. I love it.
You're well, very, very welcome.
We got it for you.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
No matter how big or how small, we want to hear from you, Camel Nation. Give us your amens now.
So give us a call, 602-894-5653.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Camel Country, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
You're supposed to say morning, y'all. Don't you listen to this show? What's happening?
Who is this? Where are you calling from?
It's Tara from Nature.
We do it every single morning at 7:30. It's called The Secret Town, and it just so happens that you are caller number 8.
Congratulations! Yay!
All right, Cheyenne, tell her what she could win.
If you guess The Secret Town, Tara, you're going to be seeing Morgan Wallen on July 18th with a pair of tickets, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's play The Secret Town.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Secret Sound.
Presented by Pro Skill Services.
Tara in Mesa, it is time to play The Secret Sound. What is this right here?
Tara, what do you think that secret sound is?
Is it dragging a chair?
Dragging a chair.
I thought she said dragon. A chair. Like a dragon sitting on a chair?
Yes.
Dragging a chair. No.
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 That is not the secret sound.
I'm sorry,
my
Tara.
Hot or cold?
I can't tell you one way or the other. But I can tell you that I appreciate you listening to the show. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day, Tara.
Take care.
Oh. Wah, wah.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Freedom Week.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I think this is a case of, like, if you can't point out the idiot in the room,
it might be you.
It might be you.
1,000%.
So, what is the worst kind of cookout guest?
It's twofold.
Okay.
The friend who just gets belligerently drunk.
Obliterated.
Just obliterated at every cookout.
Yes.
Like,
never brings the alcohol, but yet still
just
seems to get
pounding it down.
Still seems to get pretty hammered.
Yeah, like always sloppy. You're just like, you're trying to keep your kids away from them because you'd really rather not have your kids see somebody that out of hand.
I feel you on that, and I have a related story, but let's hear your number two.
The second fold is the person who's never been there before, or like they're a really new friend who also gets blacked out drunk.
Oh.
I have such an issue with people not kind of like reading the room.
Right, right.
Those are the worst kind of cookout guests to have.
We had a 4th of July party, and this is related to the person getting blackout and ridiculous.
Yeah.
A coworker of ours.
Current coworker?
Former coworker. Okay. Let's say her last name rhymed with Hercher. Her boyfriend at the time decided to get so ripped at, ready for this?
Yeah.
At a barbecue that we were doing for 4th of July, and the kids were, there was 2-year-old kids. My son, I think, was 3 at the time.
Yeah.
So I put together a little kiddie pool with balls, like a ball pit.
Yeah.
He ended up sitting in there with the kids as a 40-something-year-old man hanging out with the children.
Given the fact that the person you're referring to is one of my dearest friends, and also I know who you're talking about, I'm not even surprised.
This dude.
Luckily, she is no longer with him.
This dude was hanging out in the kiddie ball pit with 3-year-olds. I'm like, what? Hey, get your, what the?
Yeah.
We are trying to have a barbecue here.
And he's just blacked. I can't.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
That's not for me.
Especially if you're not familiar with the kids.
That's also the worst.
That was the weirdest part. I'm like, this kid.
Also, he didn't have kids.
No.
So it's not like he was, you know, you're not even the focal.
Do not be that person.
You're the weird
at
man.
The cookout or the barbecue place. Just be respectful. Bring what you're going to drink.
Yep. BYOB always.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's a little bit, even if you know there's going to be stuff there.
Yeah.
Bring a 6-pack of something.
Yeah, don't not BYOB and then heavily partake.
Exactly.
Like, if I catch you digging through my good bourbon drawer and you didn't bring anything, I'd be like, hey.
Maybe not.
hey, bud.
Yeah.
This is not the liquor store. You should have got to the liquor store before you came to my house.
1,000%.
FYI, don't be that person.
Don't be that person. What's your worst, your least favorite person at the cookout?
So I enjoy when people get a little happy.
Yeah, loosey-goosey,
a little
for sure.
Fun. I'm going to say the person who is eating up all the food. Like, before anybody can try anything. And I have another example of this.
Oh, tell me.
Where, you know, my ribs, they are delicious. And I got them straight off the Traeger grill. I did like 3 racks of ribs. Mm-hmm. And by the time I tried to get one riblet for myself, they were all gone.
No!
I'm like, okay, that's flattering. Thank you, guys.
That's true.
Thank you for eating up all my ribs. But also, come on, man.
Yeah.
Leave some ribs for
you
the
didn't
homies.
You even leave some. That's wild.
Yeah.
That's just rude.
Don't eat up all the food.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be that person. So let us know who your least favorite cookout guest is.
We can rag on people. It's okay.
No, it's fine.
They're
expose them immediately. Maybe they'll listen and get the hint.
Maybe
to not
they
do
will
that
be.
This year. 602-894-5653. Let's rat them out. Jelly Roll would be the best type of cookout guest.
But seriously, though.
Because he would bring the party favors. No, he would not bring the party favors. Not anymore. That was Jelly Roll of previous times.
Jelly Roll of years prior.
But the worst type of guests that come to your cookout or barbecue.
That's what we're
do
talking about
these
right now.
Things right here. We got a great list of them.
This list makes me not want to host anything ever because you run the risk of having these atrocious people. And if these are you, do better. Okay?
All
That's
right.
what I'm going to say. Text from the 602. People who bring their dogs without asking.
Yeah.
That would drive
It's a tough
insane.
One. Sometimes your dog becomes a part of your personality and not just like your pet. So it's kind of like back in the day, it was Nico and Braxton. Like, Braxton came with me wherever,
but
whether
did you
liked
ask?
It or not. No, I didn't ask.
You're that guy?
Yeah, but he was the best dog in the world ever.
He was pretty chill.
That's what literally all dog owners say about their dogs.
Yeah, no, you didn't know Braxton.
But what about people who have dog allergies? Like, I have a really bad dog allergy.
Well, you had to deal with it. Because Braxton was the best. And he was coming. No,
was
it's
tiny too.
It's the, yeah, it's the people who are like, my dog's nice. Don't worry about it. Like, until
not.
You end up in the hospital with like a bite mark on
or
your face.
Or they bark at everything.
He said his dog was nice.
Yeah.
I believed him until I got too close to his face and he bit mine
and
off.
And then he bit mine. No, thank you.
No, but in general, yes. Yeah.
Unless your dog's name is Braxton.
Especially if you have kids and like, it's a whole different situation.
I'm not here for
I'm
that.
Not bringing my dog around you.
Thank you. Or like, if you're bringing it to a house that already doesn't have pets. Like, that's just rude to me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'm not here for that.
I agree.
Text from the 623. The pool pusher-inner.
Oh, yeah.
The guy.
There's always, like, an uncle fill in the blank.
Yep.
Who's going to try to put everybody in the pool.
Why? Like, oh, you're going in. No, don't.
Come on. It's time. Come on. We're going to the pool.
Why?
Come on. Come on.
Passage.
If you're that guy, why? That's my question.
You're not
okay?
like. Crossing the equator or anything cool like that, you're literally at a cookout. Take it easy, pool.
And people don't
pool pusher.
Like, people don't bring extra clothes to everything.
Yeah.
Like, you're just ruining their day.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
That person's the worst.
And they are. Text from the 480, the snooper.
The snooper?
The snooper. The medicine cabinets, the rooms you're not supposed
to
be in.
Oh, like somebody going through your drawers?
Yes. Stay out of my stuff.
Sniffing things? Yikes.
It's possible.
That person is the worst.
I'm not that person.
Keep your nostrils away from my undergarments, please.
Oh, my God. Okay. This last one, it feels like it could either be really good or really bad. It just depends on your mood.
Uh-huh.
Okay? The guy who's always pushing shots.
Oh.
It's either good or it's bad.
Shot guy.
Yeah, the shot guy.
Come on, guys. One more shot. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Don't be a baby. Just take the shot.
One more shot. Come on. It's always one more.
That's
7 shots later.
My dad.
Oh, yeah?
My dad and my dad's new wife are shot pushers.
Shot people?
It's always like, if you want to take a shot, then you're a baby or something.
Yeah,
always something
yeah.
stupid.
Yeah.
And you're just like, just because you're lit doesn't mean the rest of us have to be, okay? I'm not here for it.
Well, you know what? Sometimes they're the life of the party also.
Well,
Sometimes the shot pusher is good.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Freedom Week.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
We got a special little treat right now.
It is a treat.
One of the most popular and cranking out some amazing music, country music stars.
Hottest, both musically and physically. She be smoking.
Ella Langley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry to wake you up. I know the last thing you want to do this early in the morning is work, but we're going to put you to work this morning.
Hey, as long as you don't mind my voice sounding a little crazy, we're good to go.
Ella, what is your remedy when your voice is a little rough and you've like been performing and you got something to do? What's your throat fixer?
A wing and a prayer and then a cup of tea.
My question is, are you still hungover?
Usually.
Right answer.
I love that.
So your concert, congratulations, your entire tour is sold out.
It's pretty wild. You know, I'm like the biggest pessimist you've ever met, probably.
Yeah.
And I'll do that to guard myself, for sure.
But are you a realist or a pessimist? Because a lot of people that unfortunately put so much pressure on themselves think negatively on it. But I'm just like, look, I got to live up to my own standards. So I consider myself a realist.
Yeah, probably a realist, I would say, but maybe a little bit of a pessimist as well. But yeah, a realist in the way that, you know, I put my whole heart in this job. It's I've thought about it every day since I've ever been thinking. I mean, it's the only thing I've ever wanted to do.
Well, hey, you doing it, and you're doing it really well.
Thank you.
Miss ACM New Artist of the Year.
Woo.
Crazy.
More so, the most winning and the most nominated artist in 2025 for the ACMs, which I think is such a phenomenal feat for anybody.
Yeah.
But I think that since you're, like, I think that when you sit in the position of being like in that realist, pessimistic situation, when you have these amazing things come up, it's kind of hard to let it sink in.
No, 100%. And that's just, you know, something that I have to constantly working on, is kind of accepting what's happening and seeing it for as a win and not being like, okay, I'm scared, this is new, you know. And
right.
I think that was, you know, kind of what happened during the ACMs. It's, you know, you never know. This isn't something you ever know is going to work out. It's, you know, people that pursue this job that make it is less. It's 2%.
Yep.
That's less than the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild. And the ladies in country music, man, after being in the industry for a while now, you are shining bright like a diamond, as Rihanna said.
Yeah.
Thank you. There's so many amazing women out there, too, so I'm excited for all the songs that they have coming out and what's happening. That's one cool thing about living in Nashville, is you really get to see what's happening in music a little bit before it happens, and at least country music.
And you also get to make really good friends being in Nashville and creating those relationships. I had seen an article of an interview that you had done where you said Miranda Lambert had helped you with that, with like having imposter syndrome. What did she say?
She cussed at me a little bit and told me I deserved to be here.
1,000%. That's the best kind of advice. I like and that. I don't think she's wrong.
I think it's something that everyone goes through. It's like when you, the first time you go to your award show, and you're, those things are so intense too, because there's so many artists there and everyone's in this one place and it's moving so fast, and I was performing so many times and I was nominated the most when I wasn't even invited there. And so it's like, what? I'm afraid all these people are going to be like, who's this girl coming in here? And everyone, it was just the opposite. Everyone was so awesome to me. So, you know, it's definitely taken some time for me to be like, okay, this is real life. No one's pulling a prank on me.
Yeah.
It's not going to disappear.
Well, country radio is definitely not playing a prank on you, Ella. I mean, here at Camel, we're playing the absolute pants off of Weren't for the Win.
Awesome.
We are so behind you, and you deserve to be in country radio and winning the awards and being nominated how you are.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'd like to share a story.
Okay.
My wife was away visiting her parents, and I always have chores and jobs to do while she's away.
So?
And I was painting my bathroom walls.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, You Look Like You Love Me comes on the radio. And I'm like, what the hell is this song? After hearing it, I immediately Googled it. I found out everything about it, obviously, Ella and Riley. And then I listened to it. No, it was my song to paint my walls to about 50 times in a row.
I love that.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop listening to it. And now that it's gone two times platinum,
which is wild.
So wild.
Congratulations. You have the number one Paint Your Walls 2 song.
I love that's, you know, that was exactly my goal.
For perspective, Ella, he got back into country radio back in January, so he wasn't here when it really popped off.
Exactly.
So he was not here when it launched.
I think it's really a testament to, you know, not being afraid to be different and putting out songs that you love and believe in and really being yourself and your artistry. And that's what's so cool right now. What's happening for me is, you know, the fans are, they appreciate, I think, the honesty, and also just like it's different, you know, it's a different thing. And I was always that kid. It's like, you know, all the girls have black and white shoes. I'm like, I'm going to get black and orange because I just always wanted to do my own thing. And with that song, it really showed me as a songwriter. It's like, man, just write stuff that you love, that makes you happy to write.
Well, Ella, thank you so much. We'll see you the next time you're in Phoenix, okay?
Thank y'all so much for having me.
Celebrating freedom all week long. It's Freedom Week with Nico and Cheyenne.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Happy 4th of July week, otherwise known as Freedom Week. We're talking about 4th of July. We went to a barbecue when we first got here. We first moved here. We were excited to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
We had just been introduced to some mutual friends. And we're like, yes, this is going to be great. We already have like a built-in crew that we can hang out for our holidays and stuff. We no longer hang out with these people.
Oh, no. Because of the story you're about to tell?
Well, this is part of the reason.
Oh, okay.
we first moved to Scottsdale. And they're like, guys, you should come over 4th of July. We're going to have a barbecue. All of our friends are coming over. We'll do like a pool party situation.
That sounds
like,
perfect.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Automatic friendship. Boom. Insert fun times.
Yeah.
Love it. Lifetime friends. Did not last that long.
What happened?
So we go to the house. Okay. It's one of those 4th of Julys. It was like 120 degrees outside.
Per usual. Yeah.
First of all. Hey, guys, come on outside. Come on out. Hey, everybody's hanging out outside.
Is there at least a pool?
120 degrees. There is a pool.
Okay.
But it's one of those days where, like, you have to be completely submerged in the pool in order to feel any type of comfort.
It's entirely too hot to be outside.
Yeah, the pool water was itself, like, 100 degrees. So, immediately just start sweating. Like, oh, Jesus.
Gross.
Christ. I can't even go inside for like a second, like to cool down. Hey guys, come on outside. They had artificial grass everywhere.
Okay.
They have like 3 or 4 dogs. The artificial grass.
No.
It's hot.
Ew.
The heat is permeating the stink on the artificial grass from the poop. And the pee that was all over the artificial grass.
That's so gross.
So now, Dana and I are just sweating like hostages. We're smelling the aroma. Everybody was like nose deaf to it. Or blind. What do you call it?
Nose blind
to it.
Although nose deaf, I kind of do enjoy.
Nose deaf.
It gave you nose deaf.
It was death to my nostrils.
Yeah.
Nobody was reacting to it. I'm going, I gotta get out of here. You guys, hey, meet these guys. Hey, stick around. We're gonna do food. Hey, we're gonna do drinks and everything. I was like, we gotta get out of here.
No.
Babe, we gotta get out of here immediately. Plus, we had the kids, so we couldn't both be in the pool, like hanging out, splashing around, having a good time.
Yeah.
It was definitely one of the most uncomfortable situations I've ever been in my entire life. Yeah, we never saw those people.
You're like, I'm out.
Every time we get invites, like they were texting us, hey, you guys want to come over and have another barbecue? No. You can barbecue yourself on that grill because I'm not coming over.
That's such a hard part about having pets and artificial grass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was everything, though. They were dirty people.
Ew.
They didn't allow us in the house. The air conditioning wasn't even pumping in their house either.
Oh.
Which, when it's 122 outside and they have it on like 85 because they want to conserve energy.
That's a choice. That's a choice.
I am not that person.
I'm not here for that.
At all.
That's one heck of a confession.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You know who you are. You know who you are. Okay? Wash the dirty.
Every person who is in your friend group now is like, is that me? Is that person?
Well, if they're still in the friend group, then no.
Then no, because these people aren't there anymore. Y'all are safe.
I feel better getting that off my chest.
I'm glad that you do.
Thank you.
You shared it with the world. Sometimes it's what you gotta do.
What do they do when you go to confession? Don't they, I gotta do Hail Marys or something like that?
No, I have no idea.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Freedom Week.
John and Mesa.
Good morning, y'all.
You got a cookout confession for us today?
Yeah, I do. You think you got it bad. This is pretty rough.
Okay.
Okay.
So, my cousin, he always brings around, like, they're friends. He brings around this guy friend of his, and he's just like the shittiest guy. He is such a leech kind of loser.
No.
He shows up to every family cookout, every family event, and
did you just call him a leech?
Leech loser.
A leech loser.
I did.
That's a term. Okay. Tell us more about this man.
He's just always there, first of all. Like, I'll show up to a wedding, and he's there. Anyway. He eats everything. He makes a mess constantly. He offers to help clean anything up. He's, like, always dressed like a mess. He tells really inappropriate, like, sexual jokes around everybody in the family, including the little kids.
No!
Yeah, this dude is a disaster.
And that's gross.
I don't even know why my cousin is friends with this guy. Much less why he's always showing up.
He sounds horrifying.
He sounds terrible. And he sounds like the guy that just, like, can't take social cues. Like, for us,
no.
It's like, we take social cues. So we know when we've overstayed our welcome. We can tell when people are literally trying to not talk to us. Even in a room full of full conversation. Like, you kind of just turn your shoulder.
So
he doesn't get it.
Why don't you guys tell your cousin to stop inviting this?
Yeah.
Jerk.
I did.
You
did?
He's
showing up.
Well, what did he say?
He was like, well, he's my bro, man. He's got to come, you know. He doesn't have family, so he's, you know. And I'm like, I can see why. Have you asked if his family doesn't want anything to do with him?
Like, he doesn't have family.
Yeah, his own family's like, no, he ain't coming to our party.
He's not
absolutely not.
Oh, that's wild.
Oh, man.
Well, Godspeed to you on this 4th of July. It sounds like you're going to need to put up with him.
You got
to
intervene or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next year, tell him the 4th of July is actually, you're celebrating on the 6th.
It's a great idea.
Camel Country, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Cheyenne, can we hook the Camel Nation up with a clue if they haven't seen it yet?
Yeah, if you missed the clue yesterday, it was for when he's truly the problem.
For when he's truly the problem. That is a pretty serious, super duper clue.
It's a super serious clue.
Every single morning at 7:30, we're going to give you an opportunity to get those Morgan Wallen tickets. And if you can guess the secret sound, boom, you're in.
On July 18th, you'll be at the show.
All right, we got to take care of some biz real quick, because today I am going to be out at V Cuiva from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock with your camel koozies for Sam Hunt. You need to see me out there. I'm going to have a ton to get rid of them because the koozie concert's right around the corner.
It's literally next week.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
So I can't even believe that it's next week.
We need to get you those koozies. Meet me out of V Cuiva. And then tomorrow, we are going to have a street team in effect. Firecracker Daisy will be out on the streets. We're going to introduce you to her tomorrow. If you want to go see her, Dysart McDowell, she's going to have your koozies for all our military members.
Yep, she's going to be right in the parking lot of Knockout Fitness. You're not going to be able to miss her. And if you roll your windows down, you will hear her before you see her. Because she's wild.
Absolutely. It's going to be a good time. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a part of the military, we're a part of the military, we want to see you tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. McDowell, Dysart, we're going to be out on these streets giving you koozies.
Just think in our military, because that's
right.
What it's about.
And it's time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.